right here. Just pay attention to us. The middle children.
Hello, I'm Jesse Jollis.
And I'm Chris Burns.
And this is
Middle Children.
Okay.
I guess.
Whatever, it's hot. I can't harmonize when it's hot. Do you feel like
it's
that?
No, I always can harmonize. It's just if my partner is having trouble.
Fooled
with
me. Could have fooled me.
Well, I wanted to give a little something else. I feel like we've been doing like a creepy children intro for
you're
the past
right.
16 episodes.
You're not wrong.
Speaking of creepy children, how are you?
Thank you for saying that. I'm okay.
How's karaoke? I saw one of your videos.
Oh, God, so much tea, honestly.
So much tea?
I guess not that much tea, but like I didn't go to karaoke, but I will go to karaoke. I still love karaoke, famously. But what happened last week? I don't remember. But yeah, I do backup dance when I go to karaoke. I'm like, I'm the best supportive backup person.
What happened that you won't be going to karaoke?
No, nothing. I just...
What tea? You said there was so much tea.
I actually then realized that we talked about the tea last time, which is just that guy.
Oh, have you seen him?
No, because I didn't... I like... I forgot. I just had stuff those nights. I'm not going to rearrange my schedule.
Well, I would hope not.
Exactly. So I just couldn't get there. I think I'm going this Friday. Am I? I forget what I'm doing this Friday. I went to physical therapy today.
How was that?
Really humbling.
What happened?
Everything is because of my posture. The man who evaluated me, who read me to filth.
What
happened? He was just like, so would you say that your neck is like... Do you have a hump? Like, probably the hump area. I'm like, okay, the hump. And he's like, do you notice that you walk around, you know, like an ogre? And I'm like, yeah, I guess you could say that. Mm-hmm. And he's like, okay, try to do this. Try to do that.
What did he say? He did not say, do you walk around like
an
ogre?
I swear to God.
Did he really call you an ogre?
This man set me up to fail. Like, he kept being like, okay, so do you, like, at one point I was like, well, I stopped working out. He's like, and when you work out, do you notice that you isolate and lift with your arms, or you sort of lift with your neck too?
I saw your TikTok. I didn't realize that it was a verbatim.
It was verbatim. That's what this man did to me. And listen, he's not wrong. But then he told me, he scared me. He also scared me. At several points, I told him to stop.
Stop what?
Speaking. I was like,
is this a therapist or a physical therapist? I'm like, this is more talking than I think should happen in physical therapy.
So it's therapy is in the title. Therapy is in the title. I'm coming in with problems.
Of your body.
Yeah. And my problem is my body.
But isn't he supposed to stretch it out and stuff?
Today was our evaluation. So he just
watched. So he doesn't even touch you?
He just watched me do things. Like, he was like, look at this. Do this. Turn this way. Do this. Let's stretch this way. He barely touched me. It does feel like a scam, doesn't it? Yeah. And then he told me I should come twice a week.
How much is it? Is it covered by insurance?
Be covered by insurance, but I'm just, you know, he told me, he was like, he scared me. This man scared me. He told me if I don't start making changes, he's like, I could lose feeling in my fingers.
What?
Yeah, he said I could.
In what way?
Something about my neck. Like cutting off circulation or blood. He's like, do you get lightheaded? I'm like, I don't think so. I feel lightheaded right now because you're scaring me. And when I get scared, I might pass out.
I'm so confused by what you're even doing.
At PT?
No, like to.
I have to do weird stretches.
Like
now.
I haven't noticed you walking like an ogre before.
I do have bad posture. I'll give him that.
But I think everybody in the world has kind of bad posture.
Yeah, but I think if you have bad posture for maybe a long time, there are repercussions. And listen, I will say this, and I'll say this till I'm blue in the face. I was going to Orange Theory a little too much. And when I was going to Orange Theory, when I got tired, did I lift with my neck?
How much is too much?
Absolutely. Once a day.
Every day?
Like, I was going at one point every day, which is a horrible idea. Unless you don't want to have a neck. You know?
Yeah.
So I sacrificed. And I am paying for it.
I mean, how long were you going to Orange Theory that it created a lifelong problem with your neck?
I think it's more, first of all, I've already had neck things. I think it's just like when I get lazy.
Jesse has like CTE, like the football players that...
Yeah, that's me. I'm a football player. I just think that I notice when I get tired and lazy, I do lift with my... Full on with my neck. I drag the weights with every fiber in my...
Well, you should be lifting with your legs, really.
Yeah, no, I know that. And I know that, and he knows that, and we all know that.
I don't even know how you lift with a neck.
I'll show you. Just kidding. I shouldn't show you. It's just sort of like, it's almost out of fear. I don't know how to describe it.
Interesting.
Like, I had to stop doing rowing at the gym because they were like...
You're like, Jesse, the rower does not go in your mouth.
They were like, Jesse, you're pulling with your neck. And I was like, huh? Like, full on. I don't know what's going on. So, anyhow, I just have to change stuff, and it's fine. I'm even trying right now to have, like, good posture sitting. But, yeah, things are going to look different for me in the next few months. Okay?
Yeah, everything's going to be slightly higher.
I'm upset. And, like, this man was not giving me... The last PT I had, we sort of flirted, and it made it really fun for me. And this man...
Why didn't you go back?
Because that's not covered by my insurance. Yeah. So I was like, I should do what I should do. And now my insurance is even like, if you can pay out of pocket, then fuck you. Like, they're like, we'll rip your house down. So I'm just trying to follow the rules of the medical system. Mm.
Did I tell you I went to urgent care when I was home?
No.
Like, I think I did. I had strep throat, but
I didn't know you went to urgent care.
They had a slushy machine in the waiting room.
Oh my God. Urgent care knows how to get lit. Weird? I love that. Why
not? But it's
not
odd.
Well, listen, I think they're like, people are coming here and morale is down.
I'm also like, I can't
possibly
pour myself a slushy.
I would.
I know you would.
I definitely would. And I'd be like, do you guys have alcohol or no?
But
let's
I'm like,
spice this up. I want to loosen myself.
It seems not.
It doesn't seem conducive.
It doesn't seem conducive of a medical environment to have a slushy machine.
I'm going
to
say something right now. Medical environments, too
sterile,
too
clean.
Too stressful. Like, I just feel like I would like to go to a medical office that, first of all, doesn't have the white light that is going to kill me. I'd like a soft yellow, A. B, I'd like a little more color in the office. Let's pretend that you want me to want to be there, okay? And not that I'm going to dread it forever.
I don't think they care if you're there.
Well, I think they do.
Well, I think it's kind of like, it's a medical, like, they don't have to do anything to keep business.
I understand that. But if let's pretend people are going there and they're scared, I'm like, could we have a mural or two? What do you mean?
I don't think they're going to be like, for the adults who are going to be nervous.
Why?
I think we need a mural.
Why?
So that they can see fish before they
I would get love
their
a fish
COVID
tank
test.
In a hospital. A fish tank in a hospital? Great idea.
Who's going to take care of it?
The nurses.
They barely are able to take care of patients.
All right. Well, fish are pretty self, you know, they can figure it out. And you could have a timer
I don't
and
think
fish.
They
can I say something? I think that we, even like at hospitals, you know, I'm like, cats should be roaming. Cats should be roaming.
I'm allergic to cats.
Well.
And you want them roaming in a medical environment. You want a shedding animal to
yeah,
be
I
roaming
do.
Where operations are happening?
Hyperallergenic.
You want.
I don't know.
Animals to be
maybe
present.
In the recovery wing, okay? The recovery wing.
In
the
recovery
wing.
They bring in like
wing.
Therapy dogs for kids.
I just don't know. As an adult who is absolutely scared with medical environments, today with my doctor, I was close to tears. And like, I just got scared and I kept saying I'm scared and I am scared. And I just wish
of
they
what?
Made it. What?
Of what?
I don't know. I'm convinced he's going to be like, oh, you're dying. Oh, my God. Your neck hump is so bad. You've decapitated yourself. Good luck. I'm scared. Okay? A lot of people are scared of medical stuff, by the way.
You're talking to somebody who didn't go to the doctor for fucking 12 years.
Okay. Well, yeah. So, you know, why can't
Yeah, but I'm scared of like the a fish tank isn't going to make me less scared.
It might help a little.
Like, I'm like, oh, yeah, the fish tank's going to lower my A1C before this doctor tests my blood.
Let me ask you a question. How well do you remember the art in your therapist's office?
What?
I'm saying, like, when I've been in therapy, I could tell you, because I look at the art and it sort of helps me just escape, think. I'm figuring things out. I'm talking to myself through that art. You know what I mean? I'm not staring at a white wall because that's going to make me want to jump out a window. But if I'm staring at a picture of a fish, I'm like, I'm gonna figure it out. Just like Nemo, keep on swimming. Keep on swimming.
Okay. Yeah. I mean,
Okay.
I guess that's why they have them in pediatricians' offices, fish tanks.
You know, and I've been feeling like that. I feel like, why do we make things so fun for kids? And then when you become an adult, they're like, you like white now, right? And just crisp environment. I don't subscribe to that.
I think it's because it looks the cleanest.
I understand. I think things can look clean and also warm and inviting.
And you also need good lighting to like
see certain things.
See people.
They have those weird like lights that can shine on things.
Yeah.
You know?
Well,
okay.
Maybe you could. I know. Also, where's the budget? That's a big part of it. Where is the budget? I'm sure.
And I know a lot of people listening. I know. We have a lot of nurses who listen, famously.
Mm-hmm.
We have a nurse. I just think it's a great idea.
So, nurses, write in and let me know how you'd feel about taking care of a fish tank.
No. But
during your 12-hour overnight shift.
No.
Taking care of a 40-person block by yourself.
Now, hold on. I was going to say, write in and let me know what you think of changing morale a little bit. Upping morale, upping the color. I mean, do you want to work
I bet you if they're like, okay, we have we have extra money.
Okay.
And the nurses are like, why in the world are we getting a fish tank and painting the walls when we don't have enough nurses on staff?
Okay, let's pretend, because by the way, you know I support pay everybody well. That's my first. But I'm saying, can't we make it look nice?
Well, you understand what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying.
I think the Jesse Jollis method is a budget does not exist.
Yeah, and that has been my problem. And that's fine.
If you didn't have a budget, it'd be game over. I mean,
can I say something? If I didn't have a budget, I would be, I would really, I feel like it would be really fascinating what I could do.
I would
love to see that.
Dentist office, I think, have fish tanks.
That's true. And a dentist, famously, everyone hates going. Like, no one is skipping into a dentist. Everyone is like, I'm either in hell or I'm about to be.
I hate the dentist.
I know. It is hard to like a dentist.
It's the sounds and the smells.
It's the sounds. It's the smells. It's the poking. A lot of poking. And it's the fact that you really can't have a conversation. You could try, but
I mean, that's my favorite part about the dentist.
Oh, you like silence?
I don't want to. It's pressure.
Ugh.
I don't even like getting my hair cut by someone else because I don't want to have to make conversation.
Haircuts, I think, are excruciating. Like I've loved some of my hairdressers, but I find that forced a conversation hell on earth. I don't have it in me.
I'm also like, I feel like forced back into the closet when I go to a barbershop.
No.
Because you're not, like, it's just the environment is like more mask.
Which is
ironic because we're cutting hair.
Yeah, it is ironic.
But I'm like,
huh.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like going.
I don't like going either. I have to find a new person. I had a girl who would come to my house, which I like.
To cut your hair?
Yeah, I said it.
What?
Yeah. That's, and talk about no
budget.
Are you
on hospice?
No. I just like, listen, I don't like traveling there.
Jessie's a billionaire. She has a hairdresser come to her glam room like Kendall Jenner.
I live like a billionaire. Also, famously, if you ever become friends with your hairdresser, it's more lucrative for them to come visit you because the hair salon takes 50% of whatever you're paying. Literally. Well, no, but that's, so if they want to make more money and they like
you. Well, it's very dependent on the salon.
You're dependent on the salon.
A lot of places you rent the booth.
Do you?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think, I'm telling you, I think it is more lucrative for them to come to you. Or at least.
Well, it depends. Also, it depends. Like, lucrative how? Would you rather make $30?
Right.
While staying in one place.
Sure.
Or make $45 and you have to take the train for 40 minutes.
First of all, I love that you are talking about male haircuts right now because female haircuts, I can't get it for less than
an example.
I don't know the percentage
difference.
The girl that I work with now, it is more lucrative for her to come see me on one of her days off than for me to come into the salon.
Does she live near you?
I think she lives semi-close. So.
I mean, yeah.
So.
I'm sure that there is travel depending.
I'm sure there is travel depending.
But I do, yeah. Is it expensive?
Yeah, of course.
How much are you spending?
At least $150. But that's not, like, I would be, it's also more lucrative or cheaper for me to do it that way. Cause then I can, my haircut's less, but I can tip more, whatever. It ends up probably being the same, but I get to stay in my home and not leave, which is.
Cause I feel like the benefit of, I hate cutting my, when I cut my own hair.
Yeah.
It's the cleanup.
The cleanup. Yeah.
You know.
I hear you.
So.
I'm not scared of the cleanup.
Yeah. Do you make her do it?
No. Of course not. It's just my hair. I don't really.
It doesn't bother me. It's just annoying and tedious.
Tedious.
Okay. So hairdressers are coming to the house. Cats are in the operating room.
How's
and
your
the
life?
Nurses are also taking care of fish tanks.
I don't know. I wish for a better life for us all. And I wish for a happier
Except
world.
Except for the nurses.
I think, listen, I simply don't know. And I'm stressed out by like our world sometimes. And I'm honestly stressed out about having to go to the doctor. And now I have to go 2 times a week to this PT.
Well, I mean, this is, it's good. It's not like a.
I don't know.
I don't think it's a nervous doctor.
He doesn't seem nervous, no.
No, I mean, I don't think you have to be that nervous.
I'm going to try not to be.
Because it's not like, you're going for...
Yeah, he wasn't that nervous about whatever's happening with my neck. He actually seemed like, yeah, this adds up, you know?
Well, I'm sure that's what he does for his job most of the time.
I'm sure that's what he does for his job. And he's very good at his job, whoever this doctor is, who I don't even remember his name because he didn't really like my humor as much as I would have liked.
See, you're on at the doctor.
Too on. I am on.
I'm not on.
I'm really on.
I'll throw a joke or two, maybe.
Yeah.
But mostly I'm silent.
Because when I'm nervous, you can't stop me.
Oh, when I'm nervous, I'm...
Mum's the word?
Mum's the word. Mute.
You don't say... See, and then if I were
and
your
in my
doctor,
head, I'm like,
I'd be like, hey there. Oh, I like that shirt. Now let's check out that neckaroo. Why don't you look to the right for me? And now to the left. Let's do the right one more time. And cough. Okay, perfect.
What doctor is this?
I don't know. I'm just saying, I feel silence like you've never seen at a doctor's office. That's what I'm saying. I'm people pleasing out. I don't know how to be a person at a doctor's office. I'm so nervous. I'm scared for my life.
I like, don't, do you, if the doctor asks you a question, like,
yeah,
are you on any medication?
Not yet. Yeah, I can't stop. Can't stop, won't stop. I'm like, not right now. Does weed count? I mean, I don't know. I can't stop. I can't stop. It's not good jokes. It's just like I'm trying to laugh so hard because I'm so scared.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So anyway.
Yeah.
What else is going on?
Other than my neck?
Who you fucking?
Thank you for asking.
Who you fucking? Who you shucking?
Who am I fucking? That's the $1 million question. Not... anybody. I will tell you that, you know me, I've been dipping my toe back in because it's summer and I want to be like hot to trot, you know? Mm-hmm. I don't know. And so recently I was talking to this guy and he was like, I'm away for a month, which I'm like, what the fuck are we doing? You know,
that's me. I am that person.
You're away for a month?
No, like that. I will say that to people.
Good for you. I guess. I don't know.
Or if I'm like, oh, sorry, we must have matched when I was in LA, but
look at you.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Yeah. So this guy, he's like, I'm away for a month. Normally I'd be like, bye, don't need to talk to you. But I was like, you know what, you little vixen. I was like, maybe you have a little sexting little time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But then it was interesting because he, of course, it gets to the place where it's like, send me a little pic. You know what I mean?
Sexting and I thought, is like
never
up to a like it
gets
it's
so
always
weird.
The same.
It gets so weird too, because like you find out what they're kind of into, which I'm always like, ew. It's never not an ick for me. Like all of it is an ick, and all of it is like weird. Like I think, and you know, it's very rare I've ever liked sexting, even like with people I've dated, and they travel and they'll be like, send me something. I'll be like, here's
I feel
a picture
like
of Winnie.
Once you meet someone, sexting should be over.
Yeah, never again. Literally, the
like,
way
like,
I sex
I only
you
want
is
to
say,
sex
come
someone
over.
That I'm never going to see in my life.
Of course, as soon as we sex, I'm like, we can't. And even like, then my only sexting is just come over. I don't know what else I'm saying.
Because also,
than,
like in sexting, I'm like, you're gonna think I'm like a super freak.
What do you
and
say
then
when
we
you
meet
sexed?
In real life? And I'm gonna be like,
please don't touch me. So prude, absolutely. Like, oh, so, oops,
yeah,
sorry.
Literally.
Please don't touch my shoulder yet. I haven't loosened up. What do you sex like?
I'm not going to tell you how I
Why? Sex. Who cares?
That's like,
who cares?
How do you suck dick?
People talk about that.
Yeah, but I'm not one of them. Unless okay. you.
Unless I tell you.
You know sex
scene? Can't even say it.
Sex makes me blush.
We love that. Say? Well, you're the one who
I'm
asked
a woman
me,
of God.
Who are you fucking?
Yeah, I'll talk about your sex life.
Ugh, love that for me, I guess.
Well, the sexing depends on like.
Well, I'm saying like you everyone sex. We need to like not be like it's just like we have to all just who cares?
Yeah.
Like who cares? We're all sexing. Everyone in summer is horny. If we're on a dating app, we're just like I want to like scratch a little itch if I could, and if I can't scratch it quickly, I'll go for a long scratch and be like, what would it be like with you know?
Yeah.
So how do you sext?
Generally through the phone.
Are you like, well, I don't, or do you I don't like have play like coy? A, do you like play coy? Is it like they're the aggressor, I'm assuming?
Hopefully.
If God is good.
That's the preference for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, yeah. But then what can they say that turns you on, or what can they say
I like
that
commanding like.
Ooh, a dom. Dommy vibes?
Don't use those
Daddy?
Words.
Daddy?
Who taught you these words?
I don't know. I'm just.
You're not allowed to go to school anymore. I mean, yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Like, I like a... Commanding I can't be in charge force. Everywhere. You know what I'm saying?
You like a what?
Said I can't be in charge everywhere.
That's the truth, especially in the bedroom. But well, I have, like, a weird tick because I'll be like, tell me what to do, but I'll be like, respectfully. And if you tell me anything I don't want to do, how dare you?
I'm not
you?
Into that. They're like, yeah, little bitch. Like, I'm like, I don't either. Need insults.
No. Yeah, don't... Some people like degrading. They'll be like, you know... What is it? Will you humiliate
dirty fucking
me?
Slut. Yeah.
And I'm like, honestly, I'm too sensitive. I don't think I could do it without being like, I don't mean any of this, by the way. You know, like, and by the way, you should know that you are a powerful, strong person. And like, even though we're role playing, like, you deserve better than this.
I had a friend, this guy I used to work with, who was telling me a story about how he was like fucking this guy who was like wanted to be hit and like belittled or whatever. Mm-hmm. And he was like, it was so uncomfortable, whatever. He's like, but then he was like really into,
I'm sure I really would get into it.
And he's like, so then I was like, you little bitch. And then I slapped him in the face and he was like, Jesus Christ. He's like, that's too much. And that's I was like, that would be like,
I know.
And he's like, it was the most mortifying, like.
That is scary.
Kill myself.
I would. Hopefully laugh. I hope that's my first instinct.
If and I was also, the one that did the slapping, I mean.
Yeah.
I would feel
terrible. It's scary. Sex is like weird and scary. You're like learning to play a game with somebody. And at the beginning, obviously all the games that have gone badly before, you're like, don't do that. Careful of that. What'd you just say? Don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard and it's weird.
Because, yeah, and then people are different. And some people that would hate one thing like another.
I know. And I think I'm like, I really have, it depends on my energy too. That's the thing.
Sometimes I'm like, don't sex me, you fucking pervert.
Literally.
And other times I'm like,
okay, I guess I
like
am a dirty
shaking,
little
shaking, hoping
slut.
For the phone to vibrate.
Yeah, literally. Have my phone in a particular spot that I'm hoping will go off. Yeah.
Also, when someone's like, send butt pics. Like, okay, butts? I'm just not into a butt.
I love an ass.
Do you?
I mean, not their butt.
I can appreciate an
I love
ass.
A bubble butt, though.
I love a woman, like a nice...
yeah.
I love a nice cake on a...
That's what I'm saying.
You know? And I appreciate a good ass, of course.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
That, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that's an amazing ass. But it's not like... like, it doesn't like...
Turn
horn me up.
No, I also like, I think, you know, I don't know. At some point, I guess I realized that I had a great ass and people wanted to see it. And to me, sending a picture of my ass, I'm like, who fucking cares?
I think that's why I don't like my ass either.
That
has gotten better.
And like, if you wear something kind of fun with it, it could like...
What?
If you wear...
So when a guy asks me to send a picture of my ass, you want me to what? Put on Daisy Dukes and send a picture?
Or like, what underwear are you wearing? I wonder if there's like a certain type of underwear that could either like, you know?
Like, you want me to put on a jock strap? That's what?
Yeah, I guess so.
I feel like I'm talking to my drunk aunt about sex stuff.
I don't know. Like, I guess I'm trying to dip my toe back in the water. Okay. I'm trying not to judge myself, but I'm also noticing like all my little holdups and all my little, like, it's just very interesting.
I also need someone who, like, I'm going to be bashful.
Yeah, of course.
So I need you to keep trying.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Of course.
Like, I'm going to act like I'm not interested.
Yeah.
Too many times. And I need you to keep going.
Yeah. I get shy too. Like, I like when someone's like, will you send me this? And I'll be like, I simply can't. And they're like, that's okay. I'm like, okay. You know? And they're like, what about that? I'm like, I'm like, we don't know each other.
Well, that, I'm like, you can't put your face in the pictures.
Yeah, of course. But again, I stand behind the fact that, like, there was a part when I was younger in my 20s where I was like, imagine a photo of me getting out. And now I'm like,
who cares?
Who literally cares?
Also, it's AI.
Yeah. I'm just like, who literally cares? That is my body. I am a sexual being. I have nothing to be ashamed of.
I mean, there are some things I definitely would be ashamed of getting out.
I don't know. I guess, like, because I didn't even start sending pictures until like a few years ago. I was like, I was so petrified of doing that, or, you know.
I feel like it's become more mainstream in general, too.
Yeah, because we live on our phones. We're a digital culture.
Yeah.
It's like that is how we are, you know, interacting and flirting and whatever else. You're on a dating app. Like, I mean, if I had a husband right now. If I'm feeling spicy, yeah, I'm going to send him pics that hopefully ruin his meeting. That's my hope.
Well, yes.
I want to disarm this man. And I find that so fun. That's like my power kink, I guess. I'm like, I want to derail your night. That's when I think I'm most powerful. You tell me you have plans with your sister. I send you a pic and you're like, screw my sister. I'm coming over. And I'm like, that's right. Rude. That's what?
His sister?
I'm throwing out there, like, that's the type of energy sometimes I have. Yeah. Probably because I have no control in my life.
If you're, okay, say you're at a bar.
Yeah.
You are hitting it off with this man.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And he's into it. Maybe you've even, like, meet out a little.
Love.
Another woman comes.
Oh.
And she's also kind of flirting with him.
Okay.
Do you relinquish? Or do you dominate? Like, are you going to compete for him? Or are you just going to be like,
I don't
fuck
think so.
This.
It turns me off. So if he isn't making it clear that I am the one he wants to flirt with, I'm out. That's an ick.
See, I don't know that it's an ick, but I am very quick to be like, well, that's it for me, I guess.
Like, it's the same
thing. I lost that one.
Yeah. I think that if I were talking to someone and someone else came up, I would probably make it clear rather quickly that you can talk to us if you want, but I am.
Well, you like go to the bathroom, you come back.
Oh, and they're talking.
Yeah.
I mean, a part of that like turns me on in the sense of I'm like, yeah, this person I'm with is hot. Now get her. Now shoo, get her out of there. And I'm not shoo-shooing. That's his job. And if he doesn't do that, then yeah, I'm like, all right, well, guess we had different plans for the night. I think.
Would you have a threesome?
I don't know. I don't want to say no. I don't think it's, here's the problem, and you know this about me. I love being the star, and I am not competing when my tits are out, okay? If my tits are out and that is not our focus or my ass, I'm like, I'm just leaving. I can't handle that. My mental health can't handle that.
Yeah.
So if a bunch of people said we're obsessed with you and we all want to pleasure you at the same time, I'd be like, honestly, yeah, I can understand that. And I am on board for that. But if they're like, what if we all, I'm like, probably not.
Can I tell you what happened to me?
Yes.
It's not as exciting as you think, but it reminded me because got a massage in my usual place.
Okay.
And he was like, I'm training someone. Do you mind?
Oh my God.
If they, so they like, they both massaged at the same time, but I only had to pay for the one. Can you imagine?
That's practically a threesome.
It was practically. Well,
and you were the
one
star.
Of them was a woman.
And
so.
You were a star.
Yeah, but I don't.
No.
I'm a worker.
Oh, you like.
I want.
Oh, you like to please.
To impress.
Oh, damn.
I think that's true in all facets of my life. I like to say that I'm not
pleaser.
Like, remember when Michael Scott in that scene in The Office when he's like, I don't need what, it's not like my need to be praised.
Oh, it's not my need to be praised, but you like to be praised.
It's driving me crazy that I can't remember the quote. No, he's saying basically that he needs to be praised.
Okay, got it.
I also like praise.
What's the hottest thing someone could tell you in the bedroom?
I don't know.
God, you're good at that. Something like that.
Compliments are always lovely.
You love a compliment. What's praise? Can you, what do you mean?
What, don't make me.
I do want to hear.
I don't want to do this.
Okay.
What's praise to you?
I think I like when someone's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm here right now. And then I'm like, I know.
Well, I do love it. I've been waiting to do this for so long.
Yeah, that's nice. All night I wanted to do this. And I'm like, what do you mean? How long?
And I'm like, great, because I'm sure we'll never speak again after this. Like, tomorrow you're going to be like,
Block me and delete my contact. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely like a, you know, a good boy type of vibe.
Love a good boy type of vibe. Love a good boy type of vibe.
But it's an embarrassing thing to admit.
I don't think so. See, that's the
other thing. I mean, I'm sexually repressed.
I know. And we all are to a degree. And I
But my degree is much farther.
But I used to be sexually suppressed, so I understand. And it is, it's even hard to tell somebody you like that when you start talking.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, that's why I'm like, sexting needs to stay with someone I'll never actually meet in real life.
Yeah, I hear you. Also, yeah. Sometimes people are really good at sexting and then you get in person. You're like, remember me. When you said you were going to.
Totally me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
100%.
But are you like.
Like, I'm going to be like, I'm going to freak on your dick. And then and then in real life, I'm like.
Put it away.
So I should get going.
I should go. It was so fun. I'll touch it goodbye. Bye bye. And then I'm out the door.
Yeah.
Good for you. I like that.
Well, I'm also like, yeah, I don't know. I've made a lot of decisions sometimes where I'm like, I wish I. Like, I'll be like, I'm not going to go home with this person because yeah. Then.
Yeah.
That's something I've learned, I think. If you feel like going home with someone, just go home with them because you're probably not going to talk to them much after that anyway.
Totally. And I think like sometimes if you have like the projector brain where like I'll just stare into someone's like green blue eyes and be like, he could raise children with me. And totally. Then I'm like, oh, wait, I don't know if I'm a hole in the wall. And I'm like, why? I think as a woman also growing up, it was very much like use your body. And like that's the only thing you have. And once you give that away, you give away your power and blah, blah, blah. Where I'm like, honestly, my heart is the most precious thing I have. And who I give my heart to is like absolutely more valuable than who I decide to like give whatever, quote, lend my body to for yeah. a little bit of time and then decide how I want to move forward based on, you know.
Yeah.
So I think I just try not to judge myself. But what I find with anything sexual is that I am very much, I have a very judgmental voice in it.
What do you mean?
I'll just find myself very anxious and if I want to be.
Oh, judgmental of yourself?
Yeah. And like what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. Or, you know, I'll just be like, oh, really? You're going to do that? You're going to be a whore? And then I'm like, yeah, I am a whore. And I prefer the word slut. And also, but like, who cares? I just like, I have this loop in my head of,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I grew up where it was like, you don't have sex unless you're in a relationship with somebody.
Well, I grew up, you know, you don't have sex unless she has a vagina.
Right.
So that, you know, that combined already with like a Catholic yeah. upbringing,
the
sexual repression would be strong for even the heterosexuals.
Even the heteros.
You know,
absolutely.
So here we are 34 years later.
I know, just barely squeaking by. And like you can feel free one day and then the next day you're like, you know, what am I going to do or how do I feel?
Yeah.
Or even,
what kind of kissing are you into?
Kissing?
Yeah.
I love making out.
Yeah, but like what?
I like a lot of teasing.
A lot of teasing?
Yeah, I like really slow. I like teasing in the sense of like, I think I like to be at some point like shove your tongue in my mouth.
100%.
Like I like when
I'm like, I want to feel like you're landing on the moon.
and exploring the terrain. Yeah,
like stick the flag in my tongue.
Stick the flag. But you have to get there is the thing. So like, if you come in, you've already landed, you put the flag. I'm like, whoa, you don't even know this planet yet. You don't have the right equipment. But if you tease me to the point where I'm like, if you don't shove your tongue in my mouth and let me suck on it, I'm going to freak out. But like, I love kissing.
Yeah.
It's my favorite thing.
I think a lot of people do.
Some people don't.
How do you feel about bites?
What'd you say?
Biting.
Oh.
Like during kissing.
I'm okay. I like to do it. I don't necessarily like it back.
I like a light.
Okay. Yeah. Light. Bottom lip or like ear?
You both.
Everybody.
Nice.
All the above, please.
But not too hard. You know? And it's like.
No. Just let me know you've got a little power. Yeah. Don't make me bleed. No. Don't make me bleed.
Literally.
Don't ever make me bleed.
Don't ever make me bleed.
That's like how I feel about my clothes, where I'm like, something I like to do if I am like going to hook up with someone is I'm like, I'm going to wear really difficult clothes to get off because I find it very funny to like that type of tension.
I feel like you're just repeating your TikToks to me.
Well, that is, I did say that, but I'm like, I love that because I was wearing that 4th of July dress and I was like, this would be so funny if I hooked up with somebody. But like, I always think that's funny.
Yeah.
I love the struggle of that.
Yeah, I could see that. I don't want to be the one in it though.
In the clothes.
I would rather be the one solving the, again, eager to please.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I want to be like, look how fast I can get this dress.
Oh, but you
off.
Don't have to go fast. I think that's the whole thing.
Yeah, but I'm trying to show you I can do it.
Yeah, but you can do it slowly and I'll be like, damn, this person's taking their time. Like, I think that's so much hotter. I don't like when it feels like, or like, let me get this off as quick as I can. I like when someone's like,
I think that's kind of hot. A rip?
To go slow. Don't rip my clothes. I will rip you if you rip my clothes. Don't you dare.
It depends on what
leave. I would be livid.
Really?
First of all, you better ask permission. And then I'll say, no, I like this blouse.
One time I was making out with a guy at a bar and he ripped my shirt.
That's reckless.
And then he got kicked out.
Yeah, that's reckless.
And I didn't kick him out, obviously.
Obviously.
Like, the bouncer saw it and, like, kicked him out. And I was like...
Yeah, that's inappropriate behavior. He ripped the
nice.
Whole thing. You liked it?
I mean, I was so fucking wasted.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if you like it, then that's
And I was, like, in
different.
A club in Ireland.
Okay, yeah. I mean, maybe a certain night I would. But for the most part, no, I don't really like that energy. I don't like anyone rushing. I don't like rushing.
Because I'm like, oh, you want me so bad that you ripped my shirt?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm like, so when are you going to buy
me
a new one?
Before.
Because I'm livid. What kind of touching do you like? Like when you're kissing or like...
I like when they touch me with $100 bills.
Ooh.
No, I'm kidding. Obviously, with their Black American Express card.
Yeah.
Run your Black American Express card through my butthole and I'll... that's how I know that you're the one.
Good for you.
Kidding.
Okay.
You know, I just want to date someone hot, I've decided, for
I
a little
love
bit.
That.
Is that crazy?
No.
Dumb as a box?
Literally, I've dated a lot of dumb people. And by dated, I mean just hook up with, like, you don't need to date them, make them, you don't need to do that. Make them just someone that you hang out with.
Yeah.
You know?
And marry.
And marry for life. And raise children with.
Yeah, I'm not getting any younger.
Absolutely.
If you don't want kids.
Get out of the picture. Okay.
Although I am the type of person that's like, they say they don't ever want kids, but
I'll change
their minds.
I know. That's the worst.
What kind of touching do you like?
Honestly, it's good we're talking about this because the next time we're talking to someone, we can be like, listen to this episode before
Chris
you come
is
over.
So uncomfortable. I never let, yeah, no.
I'm also kidding.
I would never send anyone to listen to this
I
episode.
Also would never do that. Although, yeah, I don't know.
It is crazy how much talking about sex
we're doing
makes
it
me uncomfortable.
I think it makes a lot of people generally uncomfortable. But I've noticed...
I can talk about it literally about anything about someone else.
Yeah.
But I...
That's the thing that even like sexing or... I had to practice that because I was like, well, how do I expect myself to communicate my needs if I can't even talk about this thing? Like, I have to be able to talk about it or what am I going to do?
Yeah.
You know? And like, I have to know what a mature conversation around that sounds like, because like, I don't know what that sounds like.
I'm like, don't worry about my needs. What are yours?
I know. And that's crazy.
But I'm like, I think that is kind of what I'm into.
Unless that's what you're into.
Because I'm like, I would rather... like,
are you a pleasure
dog?
If
I know somebody else is not like... am I a what did you just say?
Never mind.
What did you just say?
No, because I remembered that you liked...
did you ask me if I was a pleasure dom?
Yeah. Chris is leaving. Now, let me say one thing. I
what the fuck is a pleasure dom? Who's teaching you these words?
I am. First of all, I'm trying to learn. I'm trying to be well-versed. I don't know.
Did you just make it up?
No. And it's a dom, so somebody who likes to exert the power, but then like,
I don't want to exert the power.
Okay, yeah, that's why I realized it was the wrong thing. But it sounds like pleasure doms like to be dominant but then also like focus on your pleasure. And it sounds like you like to focus on someone's pleasure. I don't know what you call that. A submissive pleasure?
I see that I don't like the pleasures. Word submissive.
Oh, okay.
Which I know that is, but no. I'm like, it makes me...
you don't like that. Maybe you're not.
I mean, no, I think I am.
Oh, okay.
But it does make my skin crawl.
Oh, okay.
Because I feel like submissive. I'm like, I've spent my whole life trying to not be that.
But it's just a game.
But here we are.
But it's just a game.
Yeah, I'm also like, if anybody actually tried to like treat me like I was submissive outside of a sexual situation,
I'd slap them in the face. Of course.
I'd be like, absolutely not. Let's be very clear about...
I think that's a lot of submissive people, though. Normally, when they're not in that situation, they are the person in charge, which is why I think they find it so like appealing.
That's why like businessmen go and get
you
beat
know
up
it,
and yeah, throat stepped on.
Exactly.
Yeah,
kind of crazy.
Like I'm like, I like to do a good job.
You really are.
I like to be told that
you're a good boy. You did a really good job.
Don't ever say that to me. I'm gonna strangle you with the microphone cord, which you'll probably be into.
I don't know. It's just interesting. It's not a big deal, I think. I'm trying to make it like it's not a big deal.
The thing is, it's not a big deal.
Right.
Because other people, it's like...
that's what I'm saying.
I was with this girl the other day.
Yeah, tell me.
A friend of a friend. And she's telling me all about how her and her boyfriend... like all about their sex things. Then she's like, you want to see his dick?
Oh,
it's huge. They're incredible. Open, whatever. Proceeds to give me a slideshow of them just her getting blasted Railed. From behind.
Oh my God.
Like videos. And I'm like, what?
She probably
videos of her giving him head.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is like a business professional. She has a very good job.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And I'm like, good for you, I guess.
Well, that's the thing is we're like, it never makes sense to me. Like, what people want to do in the bedroom is their business. And like, we shouldn't judge anybody. And it's like, good for her. She can get in the boardroom. She can get in the bedroom. I love that. I love that for her, you know?
I know, but I'm saying the freedom of showing people that are essentially strangers videos of her getting railed.
That probably turns her on some way. You're a part of some fantasy for her, unfortunately, which I would like consent before that starts happening. But
listen, here's the thing. I'm not the type of... I'm like, if you want to send me a dick pic, send me a dick pic.
Send me and send it to me.
I don't care. But I'm never going to be offended by it.
I don't like them.
I'll be offended if I don't respond or something and then you like send another one.
Don't ever do that.
But I'm like, depending on the...
the vibe.
Like, I'll be like, that's weird, but I'm not going to be offended by it.
I definitely don't. I'm like, you better ask before, and then I normally say no thank
you.
Oh,
yeah, please. Because also if you send one, I'm not offended, but I'm like, I'm not like dating apps, gay dating apps. That's how a lot of conversations start.
Just with the dick.
Yeah. Which, and I'm like, I'm not offended by it, but I'm like,
I'm not responding to it.
Also with that, I'm like, oh, so you're like so free with your sex. Yeah. You're going to be disgusted by how long it takes to open this box.
No.
I might as well. Yeah. No. I'm wrapped at the Amazon factory.
No. You just have to find a little explorer who loves to explore and loves to like, you like figure you out like a puzzle, like a Rubik's Cube. He's like,
well, I don't need them to explore. That's sort of the opposite of what
you need them to go slow. You set the pace. Right?
Yeah. But also I'm like, I need them to, it's very complex.
I get it.
You see what I'm saying? No. I can't even explain it. So how are they going to figure it out?
Well, that I think. I think the person can be making moves and then you can be saying you want to, you know, you want to slow it down. They want to go fast. You slow them down. They go fast. You slow, fast, slow. But slowly you're getting up the mountain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Well,
this has been an in-depth
I don't know,
look into my psyche.
Yeah. How fun. Who cares? That's the thing. Who literally cares?
The thing is, who cares?
That is the main thing that we have to walk away with it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Very important to remember
that
nobody cares.
Exactly.
But
like any Hallmark girly who's listening knows it's all about like the tension, the buildup, and it's got to go slow. That's why we love a Hallmark for like a month. Before this man says he loves me, I'm not kissing him. That's a Hallmark movie.
Yeah, but see, yeah. I say this is what I want.
Yeah.
But then in the moment, I'm like,
no, of course.
You know, I'm very complicated. What can
I
say?
We all are. We all literally are.
Not everyone. A lot of people are dumb.
Okay.
Is the thing.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. And sometimes I wish for that.
Me too.
Seems like bliss.
I would love to be dumb.
You know what I mean?
I mean, and I don't mean how I am dumb, like book wise.
Right. Anything with facts.
I mean, like generally, I wish I was delusional.
Me too. I wish I was more delusional. And I am in some ways.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Kidding. Couldn't resist. Yeah. But in good ways.
In really good ways.
Delusional. The type of like the reason he didn't text me is because he was too nervous because I'm hot. Is like a positive delusion.
Thank you.
And maybe not even a delusion.
I think it's true.
To me, it seems delusional.
Sure.
But I wish that I thought like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's the kind of delusion I'm looking for.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a positive delusion.
Yeah.
Obsessed.
Speaking of delusions, we have a lot of them up on the Patreon. Every episode of us talking, hi, is delusional.
Oh, yeah, because you look stunning today.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I thought that I tried to, it's like a oversized.
You're doing chest hair.
Business dress shirt.
Uh-huh.
The vibe is I'm a model in Soho and my boyfriend ripped my corset. And so I had to wear his business shirt.
Oh my God.
Out in the morning.
Of course.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it's big on you.
And it's big on me.
Because he's big.
Yeah.
I love that for you.
Thank you.
And I'm just a girl who went to PT this morning and trying to change her posture. That's kind of the look I think, slaying.
You're wearing a skirt.
I know. I wore a skirt because I didn't know what we were going to be up to. In my last PT office, they were like, there's the girl who always dresses up. So I was sort of like, I want to be that girl again.
Why? I feel like they probably don't want you to be dressed up.
They thought it was fun.
Is that real or is that a delusion?
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Because don't you have to be stretched out and stuff?
Well, sometimes.
They're like, ma'am, we can't stretch you out in these overalls.
Well, yeah, overalls I wouldn't wear. But I have bike shorts on under this. I'm like, I'll take them off if it's a problem. Like,
no, I feel like that's what they're looking for.
I know. So I was ready to go. That's what I'm saying. I just put a skirt on over it so I could be respectful.
Yeah.
Respectable. Amazing. After. Thank you.
All right, guys. Well, on that note, go check out the Patreon. We're going to do another episode.
Hi. Hello.
Okay. And so that'll be up hopefully now.
At some point.
If not soon.
Give us time.
But until, Jesse's going to upload it any day.
Sorry.
Until next time.
Yeah.
Live every day like you're what? The oldest.
We love you. Bye. The Middle Children.
Middle Children is produced by Cameron Rude.
Our theme song is written and performed by Hannah Solo and Alex Mitchell.
With photography by Sarah Nathan.
And artwork by Abby Lloyd.